Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, podcast listeners. This is Dave, your DM, welcoming you to this, the third episode of the new season of Dragon Friends. Just a word of warning, in this episode, we were struggling a bit with Friezo's microphone, so for the first 10 minutes, he sounds a little bit dodgy. It gets better, so bear with us. Hope you enjoy.
Dragon Friends.
If it's spooky, don't be frightened.
Dragon Friends.
Scurry home and bar the door.
Daylight ends.
And the fiends and ghouls delight in things that scare, so be well aware as you make your way. Don't be led astray, for the goal is near, and your friends are here, and there's plenty more in store.
The moon shines brightly despite the hour, giving the ever-present mist of the Barovian night a strange and deadly quality. Earlier this morning, you had agreed to ride out to the Pillar Stone in search of Father Odonovich, the only man protecting the Barovian villagers from the weekly attacks they have suffered for years now. A simple mission, but it's safe to say that things didn't go great. Odonovich is now dead, mostly because Filge threw him at a tree until he died. Friezo, the half-elf homeschooled wizard, is dying, a victim of the mad priest's last incantations. Bobby Pancakes, the halfling rogue, is nowhere to be seen. He fled during the battle, clutching the village's holy relic, an item of divine power that Odonovich had stolen and seemed ready to give up to the mysterious Count Strahd. But you have little time to reflect, for Odonovich's offsider, the acolyte Brazely, has come looking for him. And Filge, even as you heft Friezo's limp body over your shoulder, Brazely sees the sight of his former master's body broken on the ground in front of an angry half-orc with a huge maul and a seemingly dead high elf.
What have you done?
Me just found it like this. Me feeding horses and came back. He's napping.
You're a big green liar. You got the liar face. I saw you throw him at a tree. You're nothing but a big meanie.
No, I'm not. Me not like that. Me. He told me to do it.
I didn't. Okay, I'm gonna say that is. We're gonna call that a deception check.
Oh,
but
great.
That is such a bad lie. That we are going to put disadvantage on that. So roll two dice, lowest number, DC 13.
A six.
That's a
nine. That's a nine, guys. Come on.
That's a nine. That's still not enough, unfortunately. Brazely is wise to you, and his shouts have now attracted a bunch of woodsmen nearby.
I'm wise to you.
Hey, Dad, even though I'm passed out.
Oh, yeah.
Can I still use my telepathic abilities to talk to people?
Why would you be able to do that?
What do you mean? I can't look.
Okay, you know what? You know what you can do? You can use your telepathic abilities because you're actually not that well controlled. You can't stop, but you can only tell Filge what you're dreaming about. No, you're unconscious. In fact, because you've reminded me, go and take a death check.
Wait, do we get to dice cam?
Oh, yes.
Dice cam.
Hey,
dice cam.
This is exciting. This is our newest feature. And for everyone on the podcast, we apologize because this is really a visual thing. But oh my God. Okay, now, this is a death check. If you fail three of these, you die for good, and I rip up your character sheet. You need to roll.
What's going to happen to the show?
It's a nice chair.
Tell you
right
what,
down there.
My adventures will probably last a little bit longer. So,
okay.
Yeah, 11 or higher.
Oh.
But that's a five.
Okay, no, no, not for a death check. So you have failed one of your death checks. Make a note on that. If you don't get healing by the time you fail three, you are dead for good. And I have a great new character for you to play. Brazely's shouts have already attracted the attention of woodsmen working...
Jerry! Harry! Donald! Gary! Phil! Get over here! We've got a big liar on our hands!
You're quickly surrounded by big men holding axes. This is not looking good.
We're wise to you.
Oh. Hey, boys. Me and Brazely just doing a bit of play acting for the Bavaria...
It's Barovia.
Barovia concert. Christmas concert. It's called... Who killed that guy?
That's not what's happening at all. Seize her! Gary, Phil, Don, Julian.
Uh-huh. It's Jerry.
Sorry, Julian. Seize her!
Okay, but...
Two of them make steps towards you. Things are looking grim.
Oh, there are a lot of trees here. Enough for every one of you.
They, of course, weren't here, so they are confused by that reference.
They understand soon enough.
Just as the two men are about to grab you forcibly by the arm, you hear a...
I'm the best!
And riding in on a white stallion is your new friend, Baston, legally distinct from Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. A man who you met the day before and who seemed to be fascinated by Friezo.
Yes. Oh, unhand her and him. Hands to thyselves. I am the only one who shall use his hands.
There is a moment of confusion and you sense an opportunity if you want to jump on the horse and go with Baston.
All right. Let's do this. So I take Friezo and I chuck him up on top of the horse.
Thank you!
Baston begins to ride away.
Don't do things to him.
Okay, are you running? Are you following?
Yeah, I'm following. So I give chase to the horse. I'm like, wait for me!
Make an athletics check, DC 10. See if you can outrun these... we'll do dice camp for special occasions. 13.
And I got 13 plus 6.
Easy, okay. You manage to, with a burst of speed, you follow Baston into the old Svalich woods, and soon the woodsmen are left behind. But you can't help but feel a little bit insulted that everybody else is on the horse.
Yeah, but I got like 19, so I like pirouette onto the horse, and I land like standing up.
And the horse goes...
sorry.
You kill the horse?
The horse survive?
Lad, you just got jumped on by an orc. Is that what you do?
Yeah, but I thought that was the getaway plan. Oh, shit.
Will the horse survive?
Okay, look, you know what? The horse isn't happy. You haven't made a new friend of the horse. But this is an obnoxiously big horse, and it can carry a half-orc, a puny wizard, and Baston.
This horse is 2-horsepower horse. So grand,
sure.
You feed this horse other horses?
Yes. Only their hooves, though. The gelatin's good for his joints. I see you've landed on my horse, she-beast. Your friend and my friend is in ill repair.
Are you talking about the dead priest or...?
No, your beautiful friend, a man...
Friezo.
Yes.
Yes. He not so good. You have doctor here?
I have to admit, I don't know where I am.
To that point, you realize that you are very deep in the Svalich woods.
The plan was kind of, I thought I'd come in.
Yeah.
And I'd do it.
Yeah.
Old Horsey Two Horse. Yeah. Is what I call him, Horsey Two Horse. Because he's two horsepower. I thought he'd do a big neigh, which would scare everyone. I'd pick you up, or Frito, you followed. That wasn't part of the plan, but well done.
I'm having a very vivid dream about my robe of many items and how there's a patch with potions on it.
That's a very good point, Hing, and thank you for reminding me. Make another death check.
Dice cap. Dice cap.
11 or higher.
Wait for the dice. Go, dice cam active. Stabilized.
Okay.
The adrenaline rush. This is like bungee jumping.
If you get three successes, you wake up.
Oh, okay. Double nothing. Why don't I get four successes?
You don't have to keep doing it for the rest of your life. I mean, we can if you want to, but that means you'll definitely eventually die.
Yeah. Baston, me just had strangest vision of robe. We should give Frieza robe. He's probably cold.
He's probably freezing. Oh. Oh, these rags are soaked in blood. Let's strip some of these off. Yes.
They just begin ripping up the robe of many items.
With having like a sword and like a door and things just keep us talking and like hearing everyone because they're ripping up the road?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Someone from the audience is like, yes.
Yeah, all right, so you're starting to rip up the road.
All right, well, I don't know what all these are, so basically the items you're going to find on the ground will be a sword, maybe a lantern, I think a microphone.
It's a dagger, a lamp, and that's a 10-foot pole with a steel hook on the end.
Oh, right.
You carry that around in your backpack?
No, it's my robe of many items.
Oh.
It was your robe of many items.
What's the bottom middle one?
It looks like a rocket, honestly.
Oh, as you rip up the robes to create bandages for Frieza, a battering ram falls on the ground. Four men.
Luckily, I have a bag of holding. So I say, stop. Horse to horse, stop.
And he does.
We're developing a bond. And I pick up all the shit and I put it in. I pick up the battering ram and the door and the hook and the sword and I put all in my bag of holding.
Okay.
So I get all that shit now, right?
Yeah, I guess it's all yours now. The woods are cold, dark, and strange to both you and Baston, and the horse, faithfully having carried you this far, does not look like it can carry you much further. You are desperately lost inside the Svarlich woods, the mist surrounding and encroaching on every tree as you realize you are a long way from home.
I'm not afraid at all, but my horse is.
You thinking what I'm thinking? We cut horse in half and sleep in horse tonight? No.
No. Oh.
Me neither. Jeez. Me neither.
All right, while you wait, it takes you a long time to find your way back to a road, which means that unfortunately Frieza makes another death check.
What the fuck? But would those poison things help?
Which ones?
The thing.
The ones that look like potions.
The potions? Do the potions?
Yeah, the four potions fell to the ground.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
All right. I'm gonna be like, maybe there's some shelter inside this big bag.
Make your death check.
I put the whole universe in there once.
Oh, three.
That's a three.
You have
is what that
two
is.
Two death right. checks.
So I rummage around. I'm gonna rummage around and I'm gonna pull out the potions.
Yep. So you
thirsty?
Find.
Nah, yeah. Just kidding.
Oh, I was thirsty.
And I bend down and I lightly pour it down Friezo's throat. I don't even look at the labels, I just pour one of them down there.
All right, congratulations, Frieza. You get 5 hit points back.
Yes!
And you wake up.
Are these current or temporary hit points?
These are normal hit points.
All right, I am on 5. I awake and I say, what the fuck was that about? Honestly, this is some bullshit. You had the potions the whole time. I got to do death check? What's the equivalent of a death check in real life?
Dying.
I'm angry at you. I'm angry at myself. I guess really the lesson we learned from this is that I should have just killed that Father Adonovich and I shouldn't have tried to be non-lethal. So from now on, Friezo will be much more committed to murdering everybody than ever was before.
My love, you are speaking in the third person. Are you okay?
I'm very woozy. Look, you're the first on my list if you don't find us some shelter, Baston.
Suddenly, Baston puts his hand, he puts his finger on your lips. And with his other hand, he points over your shoulder. And as you turn, you see a plume of smoke, which wasn't there before, about 400 feet that away into the woods.
I have led us to shelter. I'm the best.
Should we approach?
Yeah. We can cook the horse on it.
Yeah, okay. We loudly approach the shelter.
All right.
Here we come. We're coming for the shelter.
That's the thing that we are coming for.
Yeah.
We're singing a song. It's good to be together.
Everyone in that house is gonna die.
It's like a really cute thing to say because there's no doors.
Okay, you make your way towards a small hut in a small clearing inside the woods. The smoke that you saw is coming from the fireplace. This is a very small, almost picturesque cottage that seems out of place in this dark, foreboding area of the woods. As you make your way loudly, obnoxiously singing your improvised song, you find yourselves at the door. Do you kick it down?
It's a door and we're gonna kick it down.
Kick it down. Yeah. Go team.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they're pretty hostile woods, so I reckon we should.
Yeah, I think it's the only safe thing to do is
Let's
kick
do it
this
on
door.
The count of three.
One, two, three.
Kick.
All right, make an advantage check. Field, you've got the strongest strength. DC, 14.
One.
Do you roll a one and a two?
Yep.
Yep. Make her do a death check.
Excellent. All right. So that's, and there you go. All right.
Yeah.
Well done.
Confirmed.
You finish your song, and as a flourish on the three of it, you all kick a door. You really hurt your foot. And then the door creaks open, for it was not properly closed.
Oh. Well, off in we go.
Inside, you find... tools of study. A library, desk, a small bed, a rudimentary kitchen area. This is obviously a place where one person lives and works. There is a fireplace that is making sweet-smelling smoke fill the room, and as soon...
Like vape?
Yeah, like vape.
Like meat vape?
Is it... Bacon, maple, meat, vape? Maple bacon? Meat vape?
Dave, is it?
Dave, what is it? Dave.
What is it, Dave?
What flavor vape, Dave?
Dave.
It's sandalwood. All right. And don't I just get booed for sandalwood?
Yay, sandalwood!
Yeah, repping sandalwood. As soon as you walk in, your limbs feel heavy and you realize how long it has been.
Mother's spaghetti, sorry.
Mother's spaghetti, babe?
Yeah.
Your arms are heavy, knees
already.
Weak,
yeah.
Mom's spaghetti. As soon as you walk in, your eyes and limbs feel heavy and you realize how long you've been lost in the woods. The bed looks oh so inviting and it is hard to resist the temptation to fall asleep. In fact, go ahead and make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, no.
All of you, DC 13. Not you, Friezo.
I got a 17. Though.
No, you're...
Well, I got 4.
8.
Okay, Baston and Friezo and Filge, even as you watch Friezo start to fall asleep until they're both lying down, Filge snoring adorably. And Baston also snoring adorably. As a descendant from the Fey magics, as a high elf, you are of course immune to sleep magics.
I knew that.
It's been written there.
Yes.
And so you are still awake when suddenly a woman in a tall, in an imperious red dress walks into the room.
Hey, I'm Friezo. What are you doing here? It's cool to meet you.
And
nice dress. It really it would look better on. I'm trying to neg her. Nice dress.
And to play this stranger, can we please welcome to the stage Eve Beauregard. Eve, you will be playing the part of Karina, the sorcerer, I believe.
Hey.
You live in this small hut outside the outskirts of Barovia, and you are out collecting herbs and doing your sorcery business when the spells and enchantments that trap your house send a message to you telling you that there are strangers in your house. You have trapped your house in a way that anyone who walks in will fall asleep, and so you've come in to see what's happening. And when you come in, you see a slumbering half-orc, a strange...
handsome man. That's a new character class. Level one, handsome man.
And an incredibly socially awkward wizard just standing in the middle trying to work out what's going on.
The thing about the dress is it would look better on someone like slightly taller than you, but it's a great dress all the same. That's a sick neck.
Well, yeah, you know, I can see you mean well.
Yeah, and you'll notice these other two people fell asleep, but I didn't, which is a clear sign of value, social value. Freestyle's now a pickup artist. Hey, do you want to see my magic tricks and or how I can solve a Rubik's Cube?
I'm good. I'm busy. Did the potion I give Friezo, like, came from the blood of a pickup artist now or something? Now this is what he's always like?
I think perhaps his near-death experience unlocked the pickup artist potential that was always in Friezo.
That explains the fedora.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the fedora's pretty cool. It's actually from a classier age when men used to be gentlemen. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
do you want to ask him what he's doing in your house? Or is this...
So, what's up?
What's up with you?
Can I ask someone who's asleep? I feel like that'll be better.
Yeah, well, at least 20 minutes of awkward banter ensues. And during this, Baston and Filge, you start to rise as the spell wears off.
Me having a terrible dream.
Yum, 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 yum. Easy, two horse. Easy.
Me dreamt that a hat was possessing my friend, making him say dumb stuff.
I dreamt that I was riding a horse around.
Cool.
Just around and around. And then I was up a hill, and then I went down it.
Just a regular dream.
Who is this foul temptress? Friezo, stand back. I will protect you.
So you guys, you fell asleep? Just got real sleepy?
Yeah.
It's the sandalwood.
Oh, no. Sandalwood, the worst wood.
I knew she was cursed.
It's a good wood. Karina, assume you help them up and you berate them for trying to kick down your door when you realize that that's...
Yeah, what was up with that? You could have knocked. Like, I have an alarm system. Would have been fine.
Me to know why you have such elaborate alarm system, but don't close your door properly.
I mean, that's fair, but I am in the middle of a really creepy wood, so people generally don't go in kicking people's doors.
I hate doors and everything they stand for. Square, even the ones with the round tops are a little better, but I still hate them.
You know what, man? You do you.
Yes. The only acceptable door is a fully round circular door, like from Bag End.
I know I said
this. A place I have not been.
What reference could he possibly be making there?
Oh, not a good one.
We just three innocent guys and a gal just hanging out in the woods.
Frieza, you're still almost dead, don't forget. You've got like 4 hit points.
Wait, you look like a creepy lady who fiddles in the dark arts. Can you heal my boyfriend?
No!
Yeah. Fiddles, tampers, dabbles, puts fingers where they're not diddles. Supposed to be. Diddles, doodles, fiddle faddles.
No, please go on.
Crispies up. I don't know.
You're not making a great impression.
I'm trying to neg
it
her.
It seems to me like you guys need help.
Yeah, we need help. We're looking for a friend, tiny guy, holding a, what's it called again?
He's holding,
I feel like you should really know better what you're looking for. This might be why you haven't found him.
Yeah, it's like a sacred,
it's a relic.
Relic. I was going to say opal, but that's wrong.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
One thing that you do know, however, Karina, is that if they are looking for help, they could probably find it with the gypsies, which is something...
Yes.
No, which is you can choose to tell them if you want.
But sure. You just told us, though.
Well, no, I told you.
He's not here.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Even so I know that.
If you know, like, anyone who can help us, we can exchange it for 50 foot of rope. Or maybe you like my floppy hat?
Wait, your little huffling friend, he has the figure of Pelor?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I know somewhere like that you might be able to get help, theoretically. There's like a village of gypsies.
Gypsies.
Hey,
they have 12 eyes and many legs. We must not go there.
That's another thing. You're not thinking of gypsies.
Yeah, you guys go ahead. I'll just chill here with Karina. Like, is that cool with you? Like, I'm feeling real tired. Is this bed? This bed's big enough for two, right?
My love, I would not leave you alone with a devil such as this.
So you're a sorcerer, right?
I mean, I'm a totally a normal human.
Oh. Just wearing it.
Humans do sorcery, normal humans in human houses.
Cool. Do you have any spells that could make our friend a little less frail than he... I mean, he's frail normally, but even... Could you get into his normal level of frail?
I feel like I probably could.
Or I could just rest for like 4 hours in this bed. I mean, that's enough for me to...
No, I definitely have a spell.
Sure, cool.
Karina is, of course, a sorceress, and she does not have divine healing powers. However, she is an expert herbalist.
In cooking.
At cooking?
Sure.
All right.
This soup tastes like sandalwood.
It's very good for you.
So you're offering...
It's paleo.
So while she cooks you a delicious meal, she tells you a little bit more about what brought her to Barovia. Like you, she is trapped in this land, for there is a curse in Barovia that any who enter for hundreds of years, no one has been able to leave. However, she is studying this magic and trying to make sense of it in her own way. And one contact that you've made, Karina, is with the gypsies, the other prominent magic users in the area, particularly a woman named Madame Ava, who seems to rule them. And they have an encampment, a small village, as you said, just by Lake Zarevich, which you know the way to.
Yeah. I know the way to this place. There's this chick. She's really rad. Yeah.
You want to go there?
Yeah, I mean, are you coming too? Like, what's up with, like, I don't know. We can just chill, like, whatever.
No.
Cool with anything.
I think we should go. You seem sick still. Like, maybe you should stay.
Oh, so you guys will go, but Frieza will stay.
I will protect him.
That's cool. I'll stay in the house. There's no reason, but I'll stay in the house. If you guys want to go, I'll just chill here.
No, that won't happen.
You sure? There's probably some things I can go through.
I didn't think it was possible for Frieza to be more creepy, but you've unlocked this second level.
All right, fine, I'll come along, and these underwears will go unrifled then.
Sorry, he very sick. He, sick boy in
but perhaps
more way than one. So I get free. We just need to go and see these gypsies, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna take Friezo and I'm gonna rope him to my.
I can walk. I
no, no, no. He needs to rest. So I'll. What would be the most emasculating way to pray? I'm going to like put him in a little pouch. I'm going to make a pouch.
Is it swaddle? Is
that swaddling? Yeah, like a swaddling. Yeah, I'm going to carry it, like have it around my front, and I'm just going to swaddle him up and so he can recover.
Freezer, you down with this?
All right, but this counts as me resting, and I'm going to get all my health points back, right?
No, it doesn't.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, as you make your way, Karina leads you through the woods, and immediately you are grateful for her company, for she seems to be following a path that none of you can see. Karina, you're leading them deeper into the woods, and you are leading them to an encampment that is on the north banks of the River Ivlis. Now, this is the river that cuts through Verovia, and the northern banks are the wild lands. The south side is where most of the civilization is, where the village is, but in the north it is much more untamed, much more dangerous. Now, at this time of year, it is impossible to ford the river, but you know of ways to get underneath. Particularly, you know of old tunnels that you found in your own investigations, which presumably you are leading them towards.
Yes, I am doing that.
Excellent. How are you guys going to be traveling through the woods?
On my horse, I'm riding on my horse. Horse, 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 two horse.
Baston didn't sing this much in the last adventure.
But he's found his voice.
I'm finding it slightly hard to focus with all the singing.
Do you have
I'm
a horse
trying
or
to find an invisible path.
Well, get better at magic. That's not my problem. I'm just awesome with this knife. And I flip it up and catch it. Hopefully.
Make a dexterity check. Make an unnecessary dexterity check.
What?
Excellent. To punctuate how awesome you are, you grab a knife, flick it up in the air, and then it stabs through your hand. Take 4 hit points of damage, and you have disadvantage to dexterity for the rest of the day.
Boo.
I telepathically communicate with Karina and be like, wow, what a beater, am I right?
Again, really trying to focus on invisible paths.
Okay, cool. No,
it's hot.
So who's at the front and who's guarding the rear?
I'll go up the front.
No, you're swaddled.
You're being swaddled.
I will guard the rear.
All right.
Just purely functionally.
I'll follow Karina.
Excellent. As you make your way through, you realize that it has been, that it is now, you know, midday. So you've traveled through the night into the next day, and you guys are actually starting to get exhausted, which will become a problem if you don't sleep soon. As you make your way towards the river, you, Karina, bring them to a stop at what seems to be an old altar of sorts, a kind of man-made structure, and you show them where beneath the entrance into old tunnels can be found. You guys are going to have to go underneath and through these tunnels if you want to get past the river.
Okay. Your horse is going to have to stay.
Okay, Baston...
It's time to say goodbye to Horsey Two Horse.
Pulls Horsey Two Horse aside and, like, presses his forehead to Horsey Two Horse's forehead and just whispers, he goes,
all right, Horsey Two Horse. I know we're not apart very often, but I just want you to know that I'm going to come back for you. You've got to be strong. Strong like I am. And whenever you're chewing your hay or carrots, just think of me and let out a little whinny. And if ever you're in trouble, just whinny and I'll be there. Baston is always with you, Horsey to Horse. And he gives him a slap on the rump and then another slap and then says, go, damn it, just go! Get out of here! Get out of here, damn it!
Hey, Dave. If I'm being swallowed, are my hands free?
Yes, you...
Okay, cool. As Horsey Two Horse is, like, running away, I quickly cast an Eldritch Blast, which is just a... It's just a cantrip. It's just a cantrip, so it doesn't waste a spell slot. And I've got a 300 feet, like, range, so yeah. It doesn't matter how fast this horse is going. I'm making a spell attack against the target. And well, because if I kill the target, I'm going to get 4 hit points because of the warlock thing. And just...
You're a monster.
And I just feel like every hit point is going to be necessary.
What happened to you while you were unconscious?
What do you mean? I read the manual is what happened. I'm just going to kill this horse real quick.
Okay, a horse has armor class 12. Go ahead, make a ranged attack.
Oh, ranged attack. I got a 8 plus... What's my spell attack? Plus 5 is 13. So I get that, and then I roll a 1d10 to get... I rolled a d12 instead and I got 12, so can I do 12 damage? I'll just do 10 damage, it's fine, yeah.
Alright, the horse dies. Atreyu!
I'm just gonna mark up the extra hit points though, so now I'm on 9.
I'm totally unfazed by the blood that's everywhere, totally okay with it. Totally fine.
Alright, so, how do you feel about that?
What did you... Is your jealousy so strong? That you must take away everything that lies between us? Now our love must never be broken.
Am I still... Because I remember last time I tried to do a perception check of what was going on between...
Yeah, you think he has a crush on me. And I thought Bobby he Pancakes.
Had a, yeah, so I say, don't worry, we'll find your Bobby.
We will.
Just leaving that strange moment. You delve into the tunnels. They are dimly lit, so those of you with magical sight can still see... is anybody not going to be able to see?
Me, I think Baston is just a guy, right?
Yep.
I've got dark vision, so I can see.
You can also see, Karina, you'll be fine.
I can totally see.
And...
Can I light a torch?
You can. It'll kind of ruin everybody else's dark vision, but...
I don't give a fuck. So I want to light a torch. All right. I can't see shit.
Baston lights a torch, and you descend deeper in. Now... Are you walking obnoxiously? Are you singing a song? Are you sneaking? Which is novel, I know, but kind of traditional.
We can sneak.
With our Bobby here?
Yeah, we can sneak.
Yeah.
What's
sneak,
on the...
Sneak, 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 sneak.
Are you going to chant sneak?
Yes.
Sneak.
Yes.
Sneak, 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 sneak. And we go like this. Oh, wait, I'll do it for podcast. And then we like look to the left, and then we look to the right as we do it.
Yeah.
Okay. All of you make a stealth check.
Sneaky check. Sneaky check. We are making a 14. Oh.
Oh wow. 14, 15, 20.
12.
Yeah.
All free, Zoe.
Did I pass the stealth check?
You know what? You actually, I think you guys are fine. So you, as you make your way, let me.
A sneak.
Yeah, you're fine. As.
A sneaky sneak.
Okay, as you make your way deep into it, you can feel the rushing of water deep above you, and you realize you are now actually underneath the river itself. This, what looks like man-made barrows, have actually opened up into sort of organic fissure in the rock itself, and these are natural caverns that you're walking
through. You say fish are in the rock itself?
A fissure.
Oh, got it.
So does that mean there's a chance this is going to break through and we're going
to
get...
Somebody would have to make some kind of cataclysmic magical destruction.
No, don't worry. That
yeah, I'm
happen.
Just saying that, but that's a thing that we should all be worried about, right? So if I wanted to, like, get my shit back from my friend, I could threaten her.
You've yeah. changed.
That's cool. No, we'll keep walking. Everyone keep walking.
In fact, as you're sneaking, you come into a large area where you start seeing spider silk on the walls in large, terrifyingly large quantities, and you realize that perhaps this area has been inhabited recently.
Gross.
By spider silk merchants.
The worst kind of merchants.
Sticks to your hands, What do you even do with it?
Me had my formal dress made out of spider silk.
Oh, really? I'm sure it was divine.
Oh, it was. My date was a spider.
Did you cut your formal in a cocoon?
With armholes.
Karina, do you want to make a quick intelligence check? DC 12.
Because we can't help.
No. I have given up on you.
Yeah. Any of these ones.
They're all excellent. All right.
12.
You realize that this is must be the lair of giant spiders, which are native to this area, and that if they have their babies here, then they can't be far away.
Yeah, we should probably either move really quickly or try to kill them.
How many babies are there? Because it's 4 hit points per kill, so... Like, honestly, I'm not above murdering a family of spider babies.
And we have the name of the episode of the podcast.
Baston's just going to start burning fire webs.
Oh, with his torch?
Yeah, just because
he's
got fire and there's shit that will go on fire. So he's like, I'm the best.
Yeah.
Okay, as you start burning them, you suddenly hear skittering and vibrations, and out of the smoke you suddenly see a giant spider.
Shocker.
I know. coming towards you. It seems to be only one of them by itself, and it looks very agitated, as if somebody is burning its home.
Dumb spider.
I'm going to let Friezo out of the swaddling.
In your quick release?
Yeah. I just like undo a knot at the back, and he tumbles out.
Okay.
Can the spider attack them?
In a second, it's going to. Yeah.
It's going to attack.
What?
I use my beast speech to say, the one who's burning your house is Baston.
Says the spider.
Oh.
Yeah, you can speak to it and you can convey very simple ideas, very, very simple ideas, but you can't understand what it says.
Okay, cool.
I bow very deeply and I say, Your Majesty.
Oh, for God's sake, the giant spider attacks you all.
Okay, the giant spider has a ranged attack web. So who's closest?
Spider-Man kind of situation?
The first person to go is Karina, actually. So
faster than the spider, are you?
So, Karina, you've got an action now. You can cast a spell, you can attack. What do you want to do?
I have a chromatic orb.
That's a ranged spell attack. Absolutely.
Can I try to cast that?
Great, so you're going to cast chromatic orb.
Yes.
So, I'm going
to leave you. I have to choose a damage type, though.
Great, choose
acid.
A damage.
Acid.
Okay, you create a chromatic orb
what
out of acid.
What could possibly go wrong? With this fire around.
And you roll a 3! Okay, so the orb splashes against the wall harmlessly. Well, not harmlessly, it's acid. It burns the wall. If anything, it makes the spider angrier, but it doesn't do any damage. The next person up is Baston.
Oh, Baston, I guess, charges forward and swings his fiery torch.
Okay.
And he says, Back, beast, you're really ugly.
Go ahead, make an attack.
Yeah, Baston. 18.
Excellent. All right, so you attack the beast, and you actually manage to hit it with your torch, and you do 4 fire damage to it.
Sick.
But it's not on fire or anything. It's just in pain, and it rears back. The next up is Filge.
I'm going to grab the sword out of the bag of holding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you mean the dagger?
Oh, is that... Yeah, how short is that? Is it too late to change my mind?
No, you can change your mind.
All right, I'm going to try and javel it in one of its many eyes. Javel is the verb of a javelin, by the way.
You're going to javel it?
I'm going to javel it.
Great, okay, so you pull out a javelin and you throw it. So that's, again, make an attack roll.
Yep. I got a 5.
A 5 will not do it, so your javelin hits the acid and starts to burn. You've wasted your javelin. The next up is the spider, which...
So who's closest?
Right now...
Baston. Okay, so he's going to try and web, or she, gender-neutral spider, is going to try and web Baston. 17 plus 5.
Baston is... So the spider spits silk at Baston, and he is thrown against a wall, trapped, and he is now grappled by the spider web, which... But also, as he does this, 2 other spiders... rear out of the dark behind you that you missed and attack you.
Oh no.
What
one of them attacking Filge.
Oh, I get two more spiders?
Yes, two more spiders. One attacks Filge and misses, and the other one attacks Karina and rolls a one. These spiders are not doing very well.
The spiders suck.
And so you're fine.
Are they in a 15-foot cone, would you say?
The two in the back are.
All right. I burn a spell slot and I cast Burning Hands
yep.
at the two at the back. And I roll a 19 plus 5 is 24. Ooh. So then, yeah, can you roll a 4d6 damage? All right, so holy I do. Char. 3, 8 plus 6 is 14. And yep. then the fourth one is I do 22 damage.
Boom.
To those two spiders.
Okay.
What up, spiders? I say.
22 hit points to each of the spiders.
Yeah, it says 4d6, Burning Hands.
Okay.
They can do a dexterity saving throw versus DC 13.
That makes more sense. One of them succeeds and manages to, at the last point, jump away, which means that it does only half damage, so it's only taken 11 hit points, and the other one fails and burns to a crisp. You've killed one of the spiders.
13 hit points!
Ooh.
Counting them up!
Next up, Karina, it's your turn again.
So I have a magic missile.
Yes.
Can I do that? It creates three glowing darts. So which ones are...
Oh. Here's 1d4, 2d4.
Now, Karina, you have two options. You have the spider in front that you were casting magic aura, or the burning one behind you.
Oh, the burning one seems like an easier target.
Okay.
So and they automatically hit.
3, 4, 3 plus 6 is 10. That's enough. You've killed the second spider. Congratulations.
I aimed low and it worked.
Now, Baston, you have a chance to do a strength check to try
strength
and break
check
out.
To try and break out of the thing. 18.
Baston with a mighty roar.
I'm the best! Legitimately this time.
But that takes your entire action. Filge, it's your turn.
Okay. There's two left.
There's one left.
There's one left.
And
all
it's
right.
only been very in a very small way hurt.
Well, I'm gonna go into a rage.
Okay.
Because I'm angry.
Why are you angry?
Oh, I'm so mad. I'm mostly mad at Friezo for killing that horse, but I'm directing that rage towards the
Why are you angry about
spider.
That? Let's talk
Let
about
out.
This.
Let it out. No, excellent. Too angry. I'm raging.
Excellent. Roll your attack. Add your extra bonus damage.
Oh, sorry. Is it? Wait.
Two d20s.
If you're frenzied, then you roll your two attacks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, so they're my two attacks.
Okay, one of them hits, one of them misses, and the one that hits...
There's 2d12.
So one of them hits, which is the blue one, which is 1 plus 4, 5, plus 6 is 7 damage. It's still alive, and now it's attacking back. Eden.
I'm going to try and bite you. I'm going to bite you.
Sorry, wait.
Is that how the spider talks?
Yeah, and it's telepathic too. I'm going to bite you now. you hit me with that stick, I'm going to bite back. And rolled a 17. And does D8 plus 3 piercing damage. D8.
And this is Filge?
This is Filge. 7 plus 3 is 10. DC 11, con saving throw, or take 2d8 additional
okay,
poison
damage. You take half that damage because you're in a rage. You take 5 hit points, and now quickly make a constitution saving throw. You need to... You roll 2
I said I'd bite you, didn't I? I said I would.
So this unfortunately means that... Frieza, you're now poisoned.
Me?
Yes. Filge is now poisoned.
Filge is poisoned.
I'm now poisoned.
However...
Do I get powers? Do I get spidey powers?
Just because Bobby got bitten by a werewolf and got better doesn't mean that everyone that gets bitten by something gets the powers of that thing.
That's what you think.
Frieza, you're up.
How's the spider looking, Dave?
It's looking pretty hurt, and it's looking pretty sassy.
I'm gonna Eldritch Blast this sassy spider. That's a 16 plus 5 is 21.
That'll hit.
Hits, and then I do 1d10 damage, but I don't have a d10 again, so I'm just going to roll a d12.
Take this d10.
Roll a d20 and
Seven. So it does, 7 damage.
7 damage?
Yep.
The spider says in its last words...
Ow! Oh, my ass!
And dies.
Yes!
Oh, that's more like, my ass!
Hey, Dave, I never need to get healed again. I just need to keep killing stuff. This is amazing. Hey, Baston, punch me. Just do it. Punch me.
Can I just ask you a quick
question?
Please
don't.
Are those hit points or temporary?
They're temporary hit points. So I've got 12 temporary hit points right now and 5 real ones.
So it's not the same as healing.
Well, it's not, but if I keep killing stuff, it's permanent, you know what I mean?
It's like a murderous adrenaline.
Like, that's how temporary
Yeah, what you are describing is a psychopathic rush.
Hit me! Somebody hit me!
As you make your way out through the other side of the tunnel, you feel the river behind you and the sun on your faces. You are injured, Friezo, despite what you may think. You, Filge, are poisoned. Karina, it is up to you to take them to safety, but how will the dragon friends find safety in a land as inhospitable as Barovia? For the answer to these questions and more, tune in to the next episode of Dragon Friends. Thank you.
Dragon Friends is recorded live at Giant Dwarf Theatre in Sydney and features Michael Hing, Alex Lee, Eden Lacey and me, David Harmon, with music by Benny Davis. Eve Beauregard was our special guest. The podcast was edited by Benny and myself, and our website is designed by Shakira Khan. We're supported by Good Games Australia, and you can find our latest episodes at our website, thedragonfriends.com. This month, we're also launching a Patreon where you can support us and get access to special content and exclusive gifts. You can find out about that on our website too. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.